Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Maxon, Brother and Sister, Healdsburg, California, January 21, 1888. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Maxon, in looking for a lost letter containing a draft, I came across a letter written by yourself which had been overlooked. I read this letter with interest, in which you speak of a plan in which you could work with Dr. Gibbs. My making no reference to this good-spirited letter, containing, as I fully believe, right principles for us as Sabbath-keeping Adventists to work upon, and I making no response or reference to said letter while seeking to present a similar manner of working, must have seemed unexplainable to you. Therefore, I now at this time trace these lines and will send this letter to Elder Loughborough. I was pleased with the letter, and I think it is the only right position we should work to. I am so glad I found this letter, for it certainly needed a response. We regret the moves that you have made, and we think that you will regret it also. We feel deeply over the state of things that have occurred at the Rural Health Retreat. Elder Loughborough says that you are not willing to remain even a few weeks to give special attention to a class in hygiene and how to give treatment. I was sorry again for this. I am sure that it is a work that needs to be done, and I am fearful that you are following your own inclinations rather than duty. I fear that Ohio has been urging you to come there, and as it has been your desire from the first to do this, perhaps your own feelings and desires have unbalanced your judgment. I am sorry that this is the case, because it will lead, I greatly fear, to many unpleasant things in the future. I have some knowledge of how this matter has been going on. I see not one vestige of reason for your leaving only through misconceived ideas which have no foundation in truth, as you must see in the future. The letter that I forward to Elder Loughborough is a ray of light. It makes the showing better on your part. I told you when at Oakland that if you were desiring to leave, not to wait until there was a close, hard place and then step out. I told you then there were two physicians who could come in if you were of your same mind. That after we had passed this crisis, it would be bad to have another breakout with all the disagreeable consequences which attend such movements. But nothing was said or done about it till your resignations were sent in. You stated that things were now in a condition that you could leave better than at any time heretofore. This may be indeed, but this movement on your part will not result in good, be assured. I will say nothing of the existing state of things at the retreat. As far as the physician's help and the treatment help is concerned, you must know all in respect to this as well as I do myself. And I will say nothing to influence you one way or the other. But it is, I fear, not as God would have it. It is a condition of things growing out of wrong ideas, and you will see it if it is not until the judgment shall sit and the books are opened. I am sure that God reads every motive, every purpose of the heart. And while you may deceive yourselves in regard to your motives, your most secret purposes are read of the Lord. May the Lord let His light shine upon us.